On this holiday in which we celebrate independence and the courage of our revolutionary heroes, a word about a different kind of revolutionary and her exercise of the free speech and religious practice the founders fought for. Elizabeth McAllister has lived at Jonah House on the west side of Baltimore for most of the last 50 years. She and her husband, the anti-war activist Philip Berrigan, founded Jonah House as part of a network of Catholic worker houses across the country. Philip was one of the Catonsville Nine who burned draft records in 1968, setting off a series of similar actions across the country. He died in 2002, but Elizabeth has continued to protest against violence and war, in particular, nuclear weapons. In April, on the 50th anniversary of Martin Luther King's assassination, Elizabeth and six others cut through a fence and entered the Kings Bay Naval Submarine Base in Camden County, Georgia, which is home to a fleet of Trident submarines which carry nuclear warheads. The group's purpose was to commit what they call a plowshares action, based on a phrase from Isaiah in the Bible. They will beat their swords into plowshares and their spears into pruning hooks. Nation will not take up sword against nation, nor will they train for war anymore. The first plowshares action took place in 1980. Since then, more than 100 similar protests have occurred in the United States and around the world. When Elizabeth McAllister and her fellow activists entered the Kings Bay Naval Base, they were arrested, as they hoped they would be. They want a trial so they can introduce evidence that contends that nuclear weapons are illegal and that the United States is in violation of American and international law by using them or even threatening to use them. It's not a widely held legal theory. In a world that presents the kind of threats it presents, making an argument for complete nuclear disarmament is a tough sell, and many abhor the group's strategy of breaking the law in civil disobedience. But these activists are afforded the right under our Constitution to press their case, and they do so, animated by an intense faith in God and their understanding of the message articulated by Jesus in the Christian New Testament. A pre-trial motion is scheduled for early next month. I spoke with one of their lawyers who thinks that a trial might take place in November or December. Three of the activists posted bond and were released from federal prison. They are wearing ankle bracelets and are confined to their homes. Elizabeth and three others chose to stay in jail in Brunswick, Georgia. And as they await trial, they're engaging in prison ministry, helping their fellow inmates communicate with lawyers and families and deal with the stress of incarceration. We'll have updates as this case proceeds in the courts. And on this holiday, when we celebrate the conviction and commitment to the democratic principles of our revolutionary forebears, let's pause to consider Elizabeth McAllister, a former nun who at age 78 is so completely committed to her principles of nonviolence that she is willing to forego her own physical freedom and exercise her right to freedom of speech to make a point about the world's right to be free of the threat of nuclear destruction. As we celebrate the courage and sacrifice of our founders, let's also acknowledge the courage and sacrifice it sometimes takes to make use of the freedoms those revolutionaries fought for. I'm Tom Hall. Happy holidays.